Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden facing criticism from some Democrats for pardoning his son Hunter. ABC's Mary Bruce with more on the decision.
Donald Trump was obviously a factor here. The White House has conceded that the president was concerned that he wasn't going to let up, that the Trump administration would continue to go after Hunter. So given that, of course, just weeks before President-elect Donald Trump, is set to return to the White House, the president clearly not wanting to put his son's fate in the hands of the Trump Justice Department.
And President-elect Trump's choice to run the FBI, Kash Patel, has promised vengeance against Donald Trump's enemies. Winter weather alerts in several states this week. Heavy snow, plunging temperatures in the Great Lakes and the upper Midwest. A 30-year-old Hawaii woman who disappeared last month after missing a connecting flight in Los Angeles is now believed to be in Mexico. Police think she went there voluntarily after expressing interest in stepping away from modern society before her disappearance. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mixed. December up 1 to 1853, January down 1 to 1824, February down 8 to 1853, March up 4 to 1888. Cheese markets barrels were steady at 160.5 40-pound blocks, down a half to 163.75. No sales on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 249.5. 9 trades on the day. Graded non-fat dry milk steady at 139.5. No trades. Dry whey up 1.75 to 72.75. 3 trades on the day. Live cattle markets were lower due to a big drop in the feeder cattle markets yesterday on a course correction in the feeder cattle markets as triple-digit losses occurred after the gains from last week. Live cattle followed feeder cattle lower, even though the beef cutout values were higher. Hog markets mostly higher. Expectations of increased retailer demand as they restock after the Thanksgiving Day holiday. December live cattle down 45 cents to 187.52. January feeder cattle down 262 to 256.85. December hogs up $1.15 to 83.22. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets were relatively flat to a penny higher as there were flat to firm spread trades to start the week. Weekly export inspections were solid, however, at 935,000 metric tons. Soybeans mostly lower as South American weather looks to remain in solid shape for crop development. Weekly export inspections were strong, and there was an export wire report of 134,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. Wheat markets were mostly mixed on the day. December corn up 1.5 to 424.5. January beans down 4.25 to 985.25. December wheat up 5.25 to 537.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 376, January 379, new crop 372. Cash beans 905, January 910, February 906, new crop 916. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 387.5, January 384.5, February 387.5, and March at 389.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 389, January 392. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at 379, new crop 381, cash beans 905, new crop 930. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 380, new crop 382, cash beans 9 even, new crop at 915. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 4 even, April 419, May 421, new crop 393. Cash beans 961, April 971, May 974, new crop 947. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 379, new crop 373, cash beans 914, new crop 932. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 173 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 152 to 174, market cows 82 to 116, bulls 125 to 155, calves 170 to 930, beef steers 179 to 390, Holstein steers 160 to 320. Sheep markets from Equity, market lambs 207 and down, light lambs 315 and down, ewes 107 down, rams 140 and down, goat markets, does 200 and down, bucks 305 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats, too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and becoming breezy by late this afternoon. A little warmer today with a high in the upper 20s to near 30. Tonight, breezy 24. Tomorrow, we'll get to the mid-30s with a few flurries and then falling temperatures tomorrow night into Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I know you've heard that worn-out line about love at first sight. Well, I never knew those words were true till you walked in tonight. All it took was just one look, knocking me off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, Lord.
baby, tonight. Yeah, I'll take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and kissing and holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Around here on that southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap, couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. Her mama's mama was born right here, and her roots run deeper than that old town square. She's a good girl, but she's not uptight. She can rise and shine, and she can hang all night. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little
station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Oh, Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. Cause Christmas is coming again. Got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full with stuff that he's dropping every step of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag. Cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be here with the answers to the prayers that you made through the year. You'll get yours if you've done everything you should. Extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember. Bad coast Christmas is coming again. one you'll remember the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting, and they're all congregating, waiting for the man with a band. Better watch out now.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kelly Pickler with some sounds of the season, the man with the bag here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens this morning. Looks like we'll see some sunshine here later on today with temperatures upper 20s. Do have some snow on the way, and we'll have the details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to have Mike Davison again in our newsmaker segment, talking about a Christmas tree farm in North Carolina that's holding kind of something special after the big hurricane. And Mike's going to have more on that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Geopolitical events can have an even bigger impact on fertilizer prices. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Fertilizer is one of the input costs for farmers that have stayed high in recent months. Josh Linville of StoneX says global events can have a bigger impact on fertilizer than some may realize.
Absolutely. And honestly, it's exciting that somebody's looking more globally than just at home, because that's what we need to do, right? We need to consider what's happening halfway around the world. So we've seen a lot of escalation when it comes to the Russia-Ukraine situation. Earlier this week, Ukraine started using U.S.-produced missiles, which Putin has often said that is going to be seen as a major escalation. Ukraine did that. And overnight, we saw Russia respond with another missile attack involving ICBMs. That's a scary, scary situation.
If the Russia and Ukraine war gets any worse, it could lead to some serious consequences in fertilizer.
We have to start looking forward and say, if this continues to spiral out of control, what does that mean for Russian exports? And when you look at Russia, they are incredibly important. They are either the top urea and UAN. They are the biggest exporter in the world. Anhydrous, historically, they're the biggest exporter. They have it because they've lost their export ability, which went through Ukraine, historically speaking. Phosphates are the fourth biggest. Potash is the second biggest. And so we got to start wondering, what happens if all of a sudden those exports stop?
There's a big difference between exports stop flowing to the world or just stop for the U.S.
If they just stop coming to the U.S. or if the U.S. starts blocking Russian fertilizer, that's different because they can still send it to places like Brazil and India and Central America. As long as the exports continue to flow at normal paces, the global S&D doesn't change. Yeah, our price might raise a little bit, losing that supply, but overall, the market doesn't change substantially. But if we get to a situation where suddenly they start slowing down and you think about how important they are on every single one of those products, that is going to impact the true S&D of the marketplace. That is going to start impacting price ideas going forward as we start thinking about spring.
Josh Linville of StoneX. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and becoming breezy by late this afternoon. A little warmer today with a high in the upper 20s to near 30. Tonight, breezy 24. Tomorrow, we'll get to the mid-30s with a few flurries and then falling temperatures tomorrow night into Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Dressed to kill in the dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory's drowning. She's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times. Oh, she's never fooled around. He's still lying, she's through crying. She's not fooling now. She walks by and every head turns. You can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late. That's too late. He's still lying, she's
dancing right in, you're looking like that. Why'd you come in, you're looking like that. When you could stop traffic in a gunny sack, why you're almost giving me a heart attack. When you waltz right in, you're looking like that. I just can't stand it. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that? When you can stop traffic in a gunny sack, why you're almost giving me a heart attack? When you walk right in here looking like that, why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dolly Parton and Why'd You Come In Here Looking Like That here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the teens across the region this morning. While a dwindling and aging agricultural workforce coupled with higher labor costs are putting added pressure on U.S. farms over the last decade, a recent study by the University of California found that the incentives to enter the United States under the H-2A visa program for farm work far outweigh the incentives to immigrate for farm work without the proper work authorization. However, because of these H-2A workers come at a steep cost to employers, that could mean several crops with higher labor costs may increasingly move production to Mexico in a quest to reduce cost. Now, over the last two decades, several trends have led to a shortage of domestic crop workers in the U.S. One of the biggest factors, fewer immigrant farm workers are migrating to the U.S. from Mexico. That trend is generally driven by a declining share of Mexican citizens working in agriculture as the country's economy is moving into manufacturing and service industries. Coupled with declining birth rates, rising educational levels, and increases in U.S. immigration enforcement. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. See the great December auction lineup at steffesgroup.com. American ethanol production has hit another record high, according to industry data released last week. Cheaper corn and strong demand overseas are driving the surge in production, and I'll be back with more details after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. Over the past few months, the U.S. ethanol industry has seen an impressive rise, with production recently reaching over 1.1 million barrels per day. Several factors are fueling the growth. First, strong global demand for cleaner burning fuels is pushing ethanol exports to new heights. Key buyers like Brazil, Canada, and the European Union are ramping up their imports as they seek to meet aggressive carbon reduction targets. In fact, U.S. ethanol exports are on track to exceed 1.5 billion gallons this year, a near record level. Domestically, E15, a blend of retail gasoline with 15% ethanol, is becoming more widely available at pumps across the country, which is expanding opportunities for farmers and ethanol producers alike. While the industry is still awaiting permission to sell E15 year-round across the country, California has recently taken steps to finally approve that fuel for use in the state, which is the largest market for transportation fuel in the country. Another key factor is the ample supply of corn, which is the primary feedstock for ethanol. Despite challenges like droughts across parts of the Corn Belt last growing season, overall production did remain strong, which ensures that ethanol plants have access to the raw material they need. The relatively low cost of corn compared to global energy prices has also improved ethanol's competitiveness in these international markets. Now, looking forward, the outlook remains positive, but not without challenges. Industry experts are forecasting sustained production growth in this next year as demand for biofuels continues to expand. However, they do say the sector will need to navigate uncertainties like fluctuating corn prices, potential changes to federal policy, and infrastructure limitations for exporting ethanol. Trade groups like the Renewable Fuels Association are optimistic, noting that ethanol is well-positioned to play a key role in the global transition to cleaner energy. I'll be back with more after this.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Yes, it's clear. Record ethanol production has been a strong demand source for U.S. corn bushels this fall. And the strong export pace for that ethanol market and growing access to E15 across the country should help keep the industry supported into 2025. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. Over 80 years of auction expertise. Learn more at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I came in as the sun came up. She glared at me over her coffee cup. She said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard." She said, "You don't know it, boy, but you just blew it." And I said, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's
story, and I'm sticking to it. I got that deer in the headlight look. She read my face like the cover of a book and said, don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it, and I stuttered, well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Whoa, that's my story.
That's my story.
Yeah, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. Well, honey, me and the boys played cards all night. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, darling, I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Well, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness and you know I can't prove it. But that's my story and man, I'm sticking to it. You know I ain't gonna do a thing, darling, unless you approve it. My story and I'm sticking to it.
Shirts even when they weren't in style. I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies when the West was really wild. I was listening to the Opry when all of my friends were digging rock and roll and rhythm and blues. I was country when country was uncool. I remember circling the drive-in, pulling up and turning down George Jones. I remember when no one was looking, I was putting peanuts in my coat. I took a lot of kidding, 'cause I never did fit him. Now look at everybody trying to be what I was then. I was country when country was uncool. Ooh, I was country when country was uncool. I was country from my hat down to my boots. I still act and look the same.
Hey, I was country.
was country when country wasn't cool.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. To sing a love song while we stroll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say I am married, we'll say no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream about a fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Parson Brown. He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. California health officials are warning against drinking raw milk from a batch linked to bird flu. The virus was found in whole raw milk from Raw Farms LLC, leading to a voluntary recall of lot code 2024119 with a best buy date of December 7th. No illnesses from the milk have been reported. This follows a previous recall for a lot with a best buy date of November 27th. Raw milk hasn't been pasteurized, which means harmful germs and viruses could still be present. California health officials note that drinking raw milk can be risky, especially for vulnerable people. Since October, there have been 29 human cases of the bird flu in California, with 28 of them linked to infected dairy cows. The 2024 fall meeting of the Dairy Sustainability Alliance emphasized the industry's collective efforts to meet sustainability targets. The alliance says the industry will accomplish its goals through adopting new technologies, best practices, and measurement tools. The meeting brought together more than 350 representatives from the dairy value chain, including nearly 40 dairy farmers, to collaborate on advancing sustainability across the industry. The Alliance is a multi-stakeholder initiative led by the Chekhov-funded Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy. Presentation topics during the meeting included shopper attitudes around sustainability, the Farm Environmental Stewardship Program, the Dairy Conservation Navigator Platform, and many others. U.S. Dairy is truly walking the walk with significant progress to celebrate and by continuing to learn that there's more work to do, said Sarah Hansen, executive lead for the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy. We will continue to build our collective knowledge, navigate challenges, and provide solutions for our producers. Lower returns to rented land and higher interest rates began signaling the potential for falling farmland prices in 2023. FarmDoc from the University of Illinois says those signals continue, with the current fundamentals suggesting land value reductions of approximately 3% in 2025. A 3% drop would be in line with observed adjustments since the 1980s, as well as expectations from professional farm managers who were surveyed this year. On the other hand, there are still valid arguments supporting continued strength in farmland prices. For example, the average cash rent in Illinois was $269 an acre in 2024, an increase of $10 an acre or 3.9% from 2023. Average Illinois cash rents have risen by 21% since 2020 after a period of relative stability from 2015 to 2020. Daniel Whitley, administrator of the U.S. Foreign Agriculture Service, arrived in Casablanca to begin a USDA-sponsored trade mission. He's leading a delegation of almost 50 U.S. agribusinesses and trade groups and 14 state agriculture departments to expand U.S. farm and food exports to Morocco and other West African markets. Morocco is the second largest export market for U.S. agriculture in Africa. U.S. sales of farm and food products to the country topped $619 million last year, representing 16% of all American exports to the continent. The American Consumers Institute is the latest organization to voice strong support for the bipartisan AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Nate Schreier, policy analyst for the group, says AM radio is vital for ensuring public safety and maintaining access to vital information for millions of Americans. More than 80 million Americans rely on AM radio each month for programming that includes weather updates, traffic reports, sports, spiritual content, emergency alerts, and agricultural news and information. Policymakers must recognize the irreplaceable benefits of AM radio, Shearer says. This isn't about nostalgia or entertainment, but about public safety and assuring that all Americans, especially those in underserved communities, have access to vital information. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act has significant support with 262 co-sponsors in the House and a supermajority in the Senate. If the bill doesn't pass in this Congress, which ends at the end of the month, it has to start all over in the next session. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and becoming breezy by late this afternoon. A little warmer today with a high in the upper 20s to near 30. Tonight, breezy 24. Tomorrow, we'll get to the mid-30s with a few flurries and then falling temperatures tomorrow night into Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Way back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed off shotguns. Skin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work, and we know how to play. We're from the country, and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. And what really turns me on is the shake. When Eve first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they're both. Nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Dakota, New York, LA, Houston, Tampa Bay, London, Tokyo, everywhere you go. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. And what really turns me on? It's the shape. So what really turns me on is the shape.
Shake. Dancing Cowboys and Good Hearted Women.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You look so disbelieving at my suitcase by the door. My taxi's on its way, I can't take it anymore. Lately you've forgotten what loving is about. Well, now you've got 5 minutes.